tedious it were to tell, and harsh to hear, sufficeth I am come to keep my word, though in some part enforced to digress, which at more leisure I will so excuse, as you shall well be satisfied withal. But where is Kate? I stay too long from her. The morning wears. 'Tis time we were at church.
See not your bride in these unreverent robes. Go to my chamber. Put on clothes of mine.
Not I, believe me. Thus I'll visit her.
But thus I trust you will not marry her.
Good sooth, even thus. Therefore, had done with words. To me she's married, not unto my clothes. Could I repair what she will wear in me, as I can change these poor accoutrements, 'twere well for Kate and better for myself. But what a fool am I to chat with you, when I should bid good morrow to my bride, and seal the title with a lovely kiss.
He hath some meaning in his mad attire. We will persuade him, be it possible, to put on better ere he go to church.